as I've said over and over again, when leaders remain in power for decades, 10, 20, and 30 years, the state becomes more corrupt, human rights violations increase, the tolerance of the opposition declines, the media becomes increasingly pressured and constrained, and you see a situation where leaders don't listen to their people, but they listen to their inner circles, and these inner circles get smaller and smaller and smaller. And when transitions effectively come, these transitions are full of tension, conflict, and sometimes violence. But the longer leaders stay in power, the more corrupt the regime and the state becomes, the more insular they become, the less respect for the opposition, for civil society, and human rights.